The Fanatic Best of Podcasts are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app.
B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It's 3 minutes after 3 o'clock. We're talking about it. It's an interesting issue today, and I hope people are indulging us, because it's really not a sports issue. It's more of a life issue, and sometimes we get into that. And it involves sports in that it involves this industry and how we all get into it, and it involves specifically unpaid internships, which became a national story when the woman from the NFL Network advertised for Jane Slater for an intern in Texas for the NFL, her job at the NFL Network. And there was a lot of outrage from it, because it's like an unpaid internship. How am I going to pull that off? And so it's a bigger issue. Now, today in Crossing Broad, one of our favorite guys, Kevin Kincaid, spoke on the issue, and we read what he had to say, so I'll reiterate what he had to say if you're just joining us. And by the way, the 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Core Police Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. So he says these barriers do not exist to keep people out based on their socioeconomic status, but by their willingness or unwillingness to go the extra mile. So he's saying that everybody, essentially, if they're willing to go the extra mile, can take advantage of an internship, whether it's paid or unpaid, in this business. So we welcome him. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline, Kevin Kincaid from Crossing Broad. Hello, Kevin.
Mike, what's good? You know, it's great to be with you. I didn't think that this was a topic I would be discussing on the radio at any point in my life, but I'd just like to thank Jane Slater for bringing the topic to the forefront, because it's an interesting one.
She brought it to the forefront, and there are people on both sides of this. And just basically tell the people where you stand on this, because we've looked at it from the other side. We looked at it like unpaid internships are blatantly unfair for people who can't afford to have an unpaid internship.
Well, I think it's very specifically a sports journalism issue, and I think people need to understand that our industry is very unique and very difficult, and it's hard to get a foot in the door, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's just not a lot of jobs in sports, right? You know, we are not in demand. You know, when COVID-19 hit, you know, sports ceased, and, you know, nobody was clamoring for us. Like, we were not essential, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that when you're looking for, you know, opportunities to kind of gain that experience or that contact building, or, you know, just get a leg up on other people, or try to, you know, give it a shot at getting into a very difficult industry, I think you try to do whatever you can to give yourself that advantage. And one way to do that is to take on unpaid work. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be an internship. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times you can't even do that now, because you'd have to get college credit for it. You know, like, that's what we used to do at Eyewitness News. You know, we weren't allowed to take on interns unless they were getting, you know, credit from their school. But you can always, you know, volunteer your time for 4 hours a night at one place, like on a Wednesday and a Thursday, or a Thursday and a Friday, or something like that. So I just think it's another way to sort of supplement what you're doing to try to give you an advantage. And,
all right, let's look at the person who's in college. All right, and they have to get, there's an internship available. It's an unpaid internship. Now, how do they make that work unless they are financially able to make it work? Now, here's what you write, and you can speak to what you write, because it kind of does the same thing. The problem is, a lot of folks think that everybody who got vital experience through unpaid internships did so because their parents supported them, or they mooched off a relative, or they were some kind of silver spoon guy who benefited from privilege and maybe a little bit of nepotism sprinkled in. How is it not that? How is an unpaid internship not that?
Oh, because, I mean, most people that I know growing up, like your average middle-class college kid, you know, had a side gig in college. Let me stop you there.
Every middle-class kid, because you said it's naive to think that every middle-class kid or every college graduate is only successful because of this. What, is the whole world middle-class kid?
No, but there's nothing to preclude anybody from adding unpaid work. I mean, you're just assuming that, like, people of a certain socioeconomic status can do something or can't do something based on money. And I think most people are very capable of
How?
Supporting themselves.
How? Tell me how. If you are a lower socioeconomic kid, how in the world do you pull off an unpaid internship that is not in your little town? That you can live at home. You have to live somewhere with people. You have to have money for food. You have to have transportation costs. If you're a lower socioeconomic,
that's not a common situation.
What are you talking about?
Most people.
How is it not a common situation?
They're in their hometown, in their home market.
Like, well, yeah. If you're a middle-aged white guy, yeah.
Yeah, but what kind of person is going to take an unpaid job, move to a different city, pay rent at a place just to take unpaid work?
Because that's how they get their
foot. You got to say
that's how they get their foot in the door. Well, okay.
No, at some point you got to.
Kevin, hold on a second.
Now you got.
Hold on a second. If you say
it's not benefiting, I'm not going to go to New York City and pay New York City rent.
Okay, so then you don't get into business. That's my point.
4 hours at WFAN. No, but there are other ways.
You're making my point.
You're taking one prescribed path, and I'm telling you there are multiple paths to get there. Nor do you have to take unpaid work to get a foot in the door.
I'll ask you again.
You wouldn't Kevin. Shoot yourself in the foot and take three steps backwards and take three steps forward. You do it if it makes sense for you.
But Kevin, if it doesn't make sense for you and you can't do it, then you're getting eliminated. That's the point. You are now denied an opportunity because you can't pull it off financially. Do you not see that?
No, I don't think it's required. I don't think that's required.
How does a lower socioeconomic kid pull it off then?
Here's what you do. You get into college, you work hard, you get good grades in high school, you go to college. If you can afford college, great. And if you can't, you take out a loan like the rest of us. You work hard, you're in your journalism program. You get enough of that journalism program where you don't need an internship now to get a decent job in a middle television market or a middle media market. You can do what I did. You can go to television market number 115 in Augusta, Georgia. You can work 11 p.m. to
you're
7 a.m.
You're talking about the job part of it.
You can work your way. Yeah, okay. But you can get a job. You can get a foot
you
in the
know,
door in the industry without having to work unpaid. You're making this kind of fallacy to say that you have to do unpaid internships. Like that
does an unpaid internship
to the industry, but it's not.
Does it help you get your foot in the door, an unpaid internship, as opposed to not?
I think that unpaid internships, opportunity, experience, and contact building can be more valuable than making money at some point.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, all
I
right.
Do.
So,
I don't think it's a prerequisite.
Okay.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving new players the chance to cash $100. Just bet $1 on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week, and if your team hits one, you cash $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code FANATIC. That's code FANATIC, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, winnings paid out in four $25 free bets. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
But if it does benefit you and you're denying that opportunity to someone because of a lower socioeconomic background, then how can you sanction unpaid internships?
Well, I don't think you should have them. I think anybody with half a brain would say that, you know, somebody's going to do work for you, you should compensate them in some way, shape, or form. Really, it's an extension, Mike, of like, you know, should they pay college athletes? Because then people say, well, they are getting compensated in a scholarship and room and board and all this stuff. And it's kind of, you know, goes hand in hand with that kind of thing. But again, I think the false thinking here is that you have to do unpaid work to get your foot in the door to be successful. I don't think that's the case. And you can do it in a variety of other ways. It doesn't mean you go work 5 days a week at 97.5 The Fanatic. You could go to Mike Missinelli's one-day seminar, you know, and not get paid for that. But you learn something, right? I mean, like, there's different.
Yeah. All right. Tyrone, I know you've been itching to get involved in this whole thing. Kevin, I'm going to be honest with you. I think you have a very simplistic, suburban type of view on this. Now, I think you do. So let me go to Tyrone, who is one of the people that's really outspoken about this issue. Ty, give them your side of this.
Yeah. So explain how a person who you mentioned. So you're poor, like, because you do acknowledge that there are poor people, and there's a lot of poor people, because you said that, like, you don't think that that's, like, the mainstream. You do acknowledge there's, like, a lot of poor people who would like to not be poor, right?
Oh, of course.
Right. So you're poor. You go to college because your parents, you take out loans, like you said, you worked hard, and now you're poor. And you not, in addition to going to school, which you took out loans for, you have to help mom or dad or uncle or grandpa or whatever with bills. So you work to pay bills at home. How do you then take on the additional burden of unpaid work if you want to do this kind of business?
Well, I mean, this is, I got to be careful what I say here, because now we're kind of going like totally off on another thing.
No. This is Kevin. No. Before you answer, because I don't want to back you in any corner. What I'm saying is
I think it's fair. I think it's fair what you're asking, but I would say that I think you have to try to avoid putting yourself in that situation in the first place by not taking out a loan you can't pay back, by not majoring in something that you're not going to be able to profit off of. I don't think you have to get into a situation where you have to go into debt in order to earn experience.
Right, but what you just
the unpaid internship is not necessary to be successful.
But Kevin, his dream is he saw me and thought, I want to do what Tyrone does, but he's really poor. And he wants to work in this business. So it's a tough business. You've already acknowledged, right? He's helping mom and dad with bills. He's going to school doing the best that he can. And now the easiest way and the best way to get entry into this thing so he can try to sit where I sit is to take on unpaid. And I think unpaid labor. And that's the part that I have an issue with you, Kevin, because we've talked. I don't have any personal issue with you whatsoever.
Yeah, no. Now, and I know that your story is similar to probably what most people's story are getting into radio too, where it's like, look, you know, sometimes you're just going to have to live at home, work a second job, and try to, you know, do what you can to convey that into a full time job. And that's a problem with a non demanding industry in the first place. Like, if you and me and Mike and Natalie were all nurses and we went to nursing school, the recruiters would be at our college trying to hire us before we even got out of there. And they would be paying like $5,000 to us just to sign up and work for them. So I think when you are trying to get a foot in the door in an industry that just does not have a lot of room for a lot of people, you know, sometimes you're going to take on extra work and try to work 40 hours, work 50 hours, work 60 hours, do the old school American thing where I'm going to try to support myself and chase my dream at the same time. It doesn't mean that the system's amazing, but this is what you have to do if you want to be competitive and you want to beat out other people and take risks and be successful in a job where there are just not a lot of positions. That is America.
Right, but I get that part. But what you're doing is, and you're not realizing, is you're eliminating a huge portion of a possible talent pool without even recognizing the fact that if you're poor, and your column did not really talk about poor people. And in this area, in a lot of areas, there's a lot more poor people than we want to talk about. And you definitely wanted to talk about, how does a poor person work for free and make it? And if we're saying that poor people can't work in this business, then isn't that a problem with this business?
I don't think that poor people can't work in this business. You know, I think they.
So then you got to answer my question. I asked you, what would a person do who's helping mom, grandma, uncle, aunt, etc., with bills while going to school and is paying bills, take on additional free labor to get the foot in the door into this business? That's the question you haven't answered. And that's my issue with what you said, or James Lee, or John Kincaid in a morning show, or anyone who's has sided with you about this issue, is none of you have addressed what poor people should do.
This is what you do. Okay. You get good grades. You get accepted into college. You take out a loan. You work hard in college. You work hard to take care of your family. Whatever time you have at night, if you can volunteer for internships, cool. If you can't, that's all right too. You're going to get enough education and enough on your resume reel, enough on your tape, coming out of any legitimate college program to land you a job. Now, you may not be able to go work.
All right, we're going around in circles now. So let me just say this.
You guys are hung up on the idea that you have to do that kind of work to be successful.
Yeah, but see, here's where I'm going to make the analogy then. If you're making a point, you can get a job another way. All right, suppose you trying to get a job the other way. The other person has the edge because he did that internship. Then what? See, this is what I'm talking about. The person that does the internship is going to have the edge whether you're going to try another outlet to get a job anyway.
I don't know if they do have the edge. I mean, it helps.
Come on, Kev.
But listen, there's nothing to preclude anybody from putting in extra hours, from working harder than the next person.
I think you're going to say
you don't like this because it's like a Republican-sounding thing, you know, work hard and take risks and try to support yourself and stuff like that. But that's what people did to be successful in sports journalism. Yeah. You were working like your crappy shift at the Daily Local or whatever. Then you did your other stuff on the side, and that's what
it is. Do you think there are enough black people in this industry? Do you think there's a reason why?
I mean, you're reaching for that. I don't know.
I'm just asking you a question. There seems to be a lack of diversity in this industry, right?
You could ask questions of many people. You could ask why 97.5 The Fanatic doesn't have a lot of black people working.
We have two more than the other station that are in full-time positions right here.
Well, I mean, that's not. I mean,
at least we've made an effort. Yeah, I don't see. I don't see you right about that in Crossing Broad.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Well, I'm not
in a position to hire anybody.
Let me ask you this: Do you guys have
down the road?
Do you guys have unpaid internships at Crossing Broad?
No,
you don't.
No, we don't have any intern, anything at all.
All right, listen, man. I got to run. Thanks for coming on.
All right, buddy.
All right, appreciate it. All right.